I'm Terry Clark, and I want to welcome you to my podcast, Country Gold Backstage.
This week, we're spotlighting the newest members of the Country Music Hall of Fame. The announcement was made in the museum's rotunda by longtime Nashville DJ Bill Cody.
Thank you for joining us today as we announce the names that in just a few more months will appear on these walls as the newest class to join the Country Music Hall of Fame. This announcement is a highly anticipated cause for celebration, and we are so excited to share with you the newest inductees. We are here today to reveal three inductees who've reached the pinnacle of achievement in country music. These visionaries have transformed the genre in obvious and also intangible ways. They've not only impacted the world of country music, their work has created art that implores people to laugh, to cry, and to ponder the range of emotions in between. And now, our final category, modern era artist inductee. For our modern era artists, the road to the Country Music Hall of Fame, well, it's been paved with unparalleled accomplishments. This duo dominated the country charts for two decades with 60 charted singles, more than 40 top 10 hits, 20 number ones, and 12 platinum plus albums. Named CMA Entertainer of the Year in 1996, they are the most awarded CMA duo of all time. Their concert prowess set a new bar of entertainment in country music. In fact, their achievements transcend the country genre. By any measure, they are one of the most successful musical duos in American music history. The act was forged by Arista Records executive Tim Dubois. Morning, Tim. The men were both eager to join the label's roster in 1990, so Dubois really suggested the solo artists join forces. At the time, one of them had the longer music row pedigree. During the 1980s, this particular half of the duo was well known as a hit songwriter in the country community. A native of Shreveport, Louisiana, he acquired his nickname while he was still in the womb. He was playing guitar by 6, on stage at 12, and writing his own songs by 14. His college roommate was future BMI executive Jody Williams, who urged him to move to Nashville, and that was in 1979. As a solo recording artist, he grazed the country charts with Baby When Your Heart Breaks Down in 1983, Sacred Ground in 1989. In 1986, he co-wrote Nashville's official city song, I Still Hear the Music of Nashville. Meanwhile, the other half of this duo was becoming a regional honky-tonk star in Texas and Oklahoma. Born in Texas in 1953, this inductee originally performed in his father's country band. He was a gospel artist while attending college in Abilene. His performances in Tulsa's nightclubs led music mogul Jim Halsey to sign him to his label, Churchill, in 1981. This inductee first appeared on the charts in 1983 with It's Written All Over Your Face. And the next year, she put the sad in all his songs. Although he wrote neither song, he was blossoming as a songwriter at the time with Boot Scoot and Boogie, among others. He won the Marlboro Country Talent Search in 1988. This eventually led him to the doorstep of Arista Records. The label was already a pop powerhouse. And in 1990, it was opening a country division with Tim Dubois at the helm. He knew both these men as solo artists and suggested they write some songs together. Meanwhile, Asleep at the Wheel recorded one of the inductee songs, Boot Scoot and Boogie, for their 1990 Arista album, Keeping Me Up at Nights. Well, when the two men came up with Brand New Man and collaborator Don Cook, Tim Dubois urged them to join forces as an Arista act. Although each had solo aspirations and didn't know each other well, they agreed to become a team. They became overnight stars. The 1991 release, Brand New Man, followed by My Next Broken Heart, launched that. The duo's recording of Boot Scoot and Boogie became a country dance club sensation. And the team earned the first of 14 CMA Vocal Duo of the Year awards, and that started in 1992. The following year, the duo won their first Grammy with Hard Working Man. She Used to Be Mine hit number one in 1993. Rock my world, little country girl. That ain't no way to go. She's not the cheating kind. Continued the duo's hit streak in 1994. By the mid-90s, they were renowned for high-energy, high-tech concert performances. With one's electrifying singing and the other's exuberant showmanship, they packed arenas. Little Miss Honky Tonk, You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone, hit number one in 95. In 1996, My Maria became the biggest country hit of the year and earned them a second Grammy. They capped 1996 with CMA Entertainer of the Year honors. In 2001, Ain't Nothing About You became the year's biggest country single. Their song, Only in America, has been used extensively in presidential campaigns for both parties. They leaped back to the top of the charts with Red Dirt Road, and You Can't Take the Honky Tonk Out of the Girl. That was in 2003. Who could forget, Play Something Country, and Believe. They became iconic singles of 2005, with the latter winning CMA Single and Music Video of the Year. They earned a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2008, and the duo announced their retirement in 2010 with a final performance benefiting the Country Music Hall of Fame. In 2014, the duo announced their reunion along with Reba McEntire for a residency called Together in Vegas at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. The duo recently announced their upcoming collaboration album, Reboot, which they invite you to purchase beginning April 5th. 12 tracks. You'll see the duo teaming up with today's hottest country stars, reigniting versions of their biggest hits and reaching a whole new generation of country music fans worldwide. It is my pleasure to introduce the newest inductees into the modern era artist category of the Country Music Hall of Fame. Y'all know Kix and Ronnie, Brooks and Dunn.
Time flies. I don't have a concept of how that works mathematically anyway. I'm not very mathematical, not very smart either. But it seems like just yesterday, Ricky, we were doing that Marlboro contest, and I'm sitting there looking at going, that's a dang Ricky Skaggs right there. and a whole panel of like seriously talented judges. But anyway, my wife would have been here, but she called me at 4 o'clock this morning. She's with our daughter in London, heading over to Rome. So that's how persnickety I guess people get when you get into country music and make a little money. I don't know. I'm too cheap to spend the money to go over there. Plus, they talk funny. Anyway, same time. Southwest. You get a discount. But it's beyond an honor to be here. It hasn't soaked into me, and it probably will. Sometime when I'm off by myself, I'll have an emotional moment, I'm sure. And Kix is gonna turn loose on you here. So I'm gonna step back and I got you back, partner. But congrats to you, huh?
That's just weird. He never does that. I think probably one of the first places I went when I came to town in 1980 was the Country Music Hall of Fame. And Jody Williams, my dear friend, was my roommate in military school, was running Charlie Daniels Publishing Company at the time and convinced me that I might could scratch out a living writing songs. He was wrong for a long time. But ultimately, good stuff started happening thanks to him in a big way. But I made the rounds so many times walking through there, because like most of the people in this room, I'm just a fan of country music. I grew up being a fan of country music. I'm still a fan of country music. And that's why we dedicate our lives to doing this. The fact that we would be in the Hall of Fame just seemed, that's just not something you even think about. Even when you're winning awards and stuff, the faces on this wall, I will never consider my peers, most of them. It's just, I idolize them. And the fact that I could just share a little space on that wall, it's hard to describe, like Ronnie said, how it makes you feel. Would you please turn your phone off? I told my wife and my children this happened, and it's just saying the words. I was like Jerry talking about his dad. It seemed like it was strange and it was okay, but to say the words that were going into the Hall of Fame, it's just hard to spit them out. So as much as I'd love to stand here and talk, because I love to hear myself talk, I do want to say thanks to the Country Music Association for all that they've done over the years for making this such hallowed ground. And it's not easy to keep the integrity in what they do, which makes this really special. To the Hall of Fame, the people that spend their time, energy, and for the same cause, thank you all so much for your dedicated service there. My wife's been here with me since day one, so I gotta say thanks to Barb, who's here with me today. And I see so many faces that have been so responsible for Ronnie and I's career. We love saying it's a really big duo. And it would take me the rest of the day if I started naming names, but you all know who you are. And thank you so much for believing in us, because we didn't really believe in each other. And that's the truth. We met on a Tuesday. We wrote Brand New Man and Next Broken Heart on Thursday and Friday at Tim Dubois' suggestion. And we talked about this laughing the other day, we never really celebrated, because we knew it was going to be over and it was just bad luck. all those awards and everything, it's like we would just, when we go backstage after we'd win an award, we just go in different directions. We were embarrassed to look at each other. It's like, this is too weird that this is happening. And this is really freaking weird.
So,
thank you all so much, and thanks for the handshake, Ron.
Yeah, man,
that's cool.
All right.
On behalf of the CMA, we congratulate this year's inductees, and I'll be the first one you see on the red carpet this fall, welcoming you to the medallion ceremony, which takes place annually just before they're officially inducted, and that medallion is placed around their necks. From the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in downtown Nashville, I'm Bill Cody. Thank you all for being here today.
Country Gold with Terry Clark.